it's not mine. It's
this is not my book, but it's somebody else's, some whoever name, you know, I'm gonna mm-hmm. choose to add up to get on it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Can you tell me about again, questions about some farm life. So, well, can you tell me about some of the different kinds of bread that you would maybe make and eat when you were coming up?
Well, cornbread and biscuit. The cornbread was, you know, corn was raised on the farm and it was shucked and shelled at the crib and carried from there to the mill and ground into meal, of course, both flour at the store.
Did you ever buy any bread at the store?
Well, yeah, I can remember when we didn't even have a store to buy a loaf of bread. The first bread that I ever remember around here, a man from Central would bring some bread from over there once or twice a week and sell it around to the people who wanted just 10 cents a loaf.
What do you call that kind of bread that you buy at the store? You know, the stuff that you buy in loaves there at the store. What do you call that kind of bread?
Light bread.
And let's see.
Yes, whole wheat bread. Diet bread.
Was there any other kind of bread that you'd make out of flour besides, besides biscuits?
Well, you made all your cakes and your pastries yourself out of that flour. And then my mother had a yeast cake. I read something about that here a while back. I didn't know how she kept it, but when you made one batch, you saved so much of that. Patted it out, put on a clean cloth where nothing wouldn't bother to touch it until she got ready to make light bread again. Now, you know, we get the yeast to buy it at the store. But I don't know how she got started with that now.
Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of cornbread that you would have?
Well, it'd be pone bread and made into pones, and then there'd be...
How would you make that?
Like this, and put it down there, one pone, over here and put down another. And then you could make your hoe cakes, have your baker, hot, not real hot, and put your bread in there. And then when you had a wood stove, you could cook it real good. It'd be real good. But I think all the electric stoves and gas stoves, they cook it too fast. But then you could make crackling bread. Use cracklings to make that.
Yeah, that's good. My wife makes that a lot now.
Well, I've been here about nearly a year ago. I was had cooked some, and this lady come in just to visit a little bit, and I'm taking it out. She says, "My, that looks good." I said, "Yeah, wouldn't you help me?" She said, "Yes, I sure would." And so I cut us both a piece. I said, "Now I'm entertaining in style. Don't we want some syrup to go with this?" And we have had the most fun of serving cracking bread and syrup. But she said, "Well, you couldn't have served nothing that suited her any better." She was an elderly person too, and she knew about cracking bread.
Did you ever make a special kind of bread, maybe that you might eat with old fish? You might put some onion and green pepper in it. What would you call that?
Well, we call that doughboys.
Which is that?
Fried it before you fried your fish and little balls, you know. You can even buy that at the store frozen, man.